You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 118. Do you have some lingering relationships that can be challenging, tear you down, cause grief, have baggage, long histories? These relationships can and do zap our energy, steal our joy, drum up false beliefs about ourselves, and sometimes even stand in the way of achieving our dreams. Yes, addressing relationship stuff can feel overwhelming, but often remedies are simpler than you'd think if you know how to define the right fix. That's why I've designed the Relationship Renovation Roadmap. I can't wait to share it with you. Go to defeatthedrama.com/roadmap to check it out. You know, much of what we need to get good at to make our impact in this world is related to our relationships. Setting healthy boundaries is another one of those key strategies. If other people are demanding all of your time and you're not able to say no, how will you ever carve out the time that you need to do what you'd choose? It's not our job to make everyone happy, and we cannot always give to others everything they want from us. What do you want, need, or desire from your relationships to live happily and make your impact? Do you ever ask yourself this question? Boundaries are rules of engagement for your relationships. If you're doing all of the modifying and all of the sucking it up without speaking up, you will build up resentments with the people in your work and your life. You'll also tend to attract people who don't like to respect boundaries. You teach them how to treat you. You want a say in how your relationships work. People who are more passive in life, in particular, often forget to put themselves into the equation of the relationship. They become so focused on meeting the other person's needs or fixing their next catastrophe that they forget to consider their own feelings, wants, and needs. Here are 5 keys to designing relationships that support you towards your impact. 1, create the boundary. If you had your way, what variables would you like to change in your relationships? Whether it's work or life, it's time to take an inventory. Remember, what you tolerate teaches others. Here's some common places to look where you may need to make some changes. 1, respect my time. Be on time or let me know ahead of time that you'll be late. Or perhaps it's a neighbor who doesn't understand that you work from home. Present doesn't mean available for lengthy chit-chat. 2, give me more notice. Are you tired of putting out fires for a person who's constantly coming to you last minute to help with a project or fill out a form? Their sense of urgency cannot always be yours. Whether it's a child, friend, or a coworker, stop and think what you need in this area. The next one is watch your tone. Whether it's sarcasm, a condescending attitude, or too loud volume, teach people how you would like to be spoken to by speaking up when their tone is out of line. When my kids were little and they were whiny, I would tell them, "I can't understand you when you talk like that." I certainly didn't want to give them their way and teach them that that would work. Behave appropriately. Is it a coworker telling off-color jokes or a colleague drinking too much at the company picnic? Perhaps it's a family member during a holiday meal. Whatever the case, you get to decide how people should behave around you. The next key is consequences key. Humans need a catalyst to generate change. It's just the reality of things. Change is uncomfortable. If others are accommodating us in our current state, we're unlikely to do anything different. So while in some of your relationships, the fact that you've taken the time to share your feelings will ignite a positive reaction, in many instances, the people in your life will need a bit more motivation to heed your request. If they don't comply with your request, what will you do? The consequence should be related to the boundary. And don't think of the consequence as a punishment. Instead, consider it an action that you'll take that accommodates your own needs, wants, and desires around their actions. Let's go back through our original list for some examples. So the first, respect my time. I will wait 5 minutes and then start without you. Or I'll wait 5 minutes and then I'll leave. Or to the neighbor, I love our visits. However, I work from X to X. Let's schedule a time after my work hours. When's a good time for you? If you show up when I'm working, I won't be able to answer the door. The next one, give me more notice. If you give me less than 2 days notice, I won't be able to help you. The next, watch your tone of voice. If you continue with a sarcastic tone, I'll end the conversation. Feel free to schedule some time to talk later when you're able to share civilly. I will be happy to listen. Behaving appropriately. I'll have to ask you to leave if you behave that way. Or, you know, if you behave that way again, I won't be able to invite you next time. Or, you will be terminated. Or, you'll be taken off the project. So the third key is communicate the boundary and consequence. Creating a boundary and consequence doesn't help if you don't communicate it to them. Give people in your life the opportunity to make choices that are supportive of your needs. Too often we sit in silence as we build up resentments. I hear clients say all the time, they should just know what I need. Well, last time I checked, most people I know aren't mind readers, so they don't. And working from the assumption that they should just know leaves you feeling extra frustrated and disappointed with the people sharing your life. And that's not good for anyone. So let them know. I recommend communicating it as a request. You cannot demand that someone do anything differently from what they normally would. I mean, it's a little different if we're talking about your kids, but other people in your life, you can only share your feelings and ask. So calling it a request and asking puts you in a relaxed mode. Your nonverbal communication will portray the same. Your friend or colleague will feel more freedom to say yes or no. Ultimately, they have final say whether you demand or request, so might as well keep it low-key and request. Outline the consequence so that they're making an informed decision. Give them the opportunity to make a different choice. It's often hard to act on the consequences we've outlined when we first start. Don't give yourself an out by failing to communicate. I see that one often too. Well, I didn't really tell them that I'd leave if they were more than 15 minutes late. I'd feel bad leaving without telling them. All you're doing is continuing the same behavior and building up more resentment. And you have final say in acting out the consequence. It's okay if they continue to offend. You have the opportunity to enact the consequence that you forewarned them about. They've been given notice and had the chance to comply. Remember, you aren't taking the action as a punishment. You're taking action that is necessary for your own well-being. Who wants to live a life where you're constantly building up frustrations, disappointments, resentments, sitting there forever while someone leaves you waiting? You're allowed to look out for yourself, always, but especially when others are not. 4, consider. I'm not trying to turn you into a dictator. If they're open to engaging in a healthy conversation, go ahead and listen to your colleague, friend, or family member. Are they willing to acknowledge their behavior and apologize? Are they understanding of your need to set boundaries and consequences? Are they able to hear and appreciate your point of view? Is it possible that they just misread the situation and had no idea that they were offending you or taking advantage? If this is the first time you've ever spoken up to someone, it's a possibility. Do they have an alternate idea of how to hold them accountable? I once had a colleague share her story of frustration about her neighbor who constantly asked her to babysit. I asked what she had said to the neighbor. Lo and behold, she always told the neighbor she loved babysitting and just loved the baby girl. Well, then, of course, from the neighbor's perspective, she had the best situation ever and had no idea that she was frustrating her friend. Don't be that person. It's a waste of time to share your thoughts with people not involved. Take the time to share your feelings with the person who can make a difference. 5, carry out the consequences. Follow through on your word. make the request, share the consequence, and if they don't comply, follow through with the consequence. It will probably be hard at first, but you must. So tell them what you'll do. Remember, this isn't about punishment. It's about protecting yourself. It's rude for someone to keep you waiting when they've done it consistently for years. Set the consequence that you'll wait no more than 10 minutes and then you're moving on without them. Leave without them once and you may see a sudden and dramatic change. Expect that they'll behave differently at your next family event. Give them that request and see how it goes. I have had clients where it's worked out great when they've asked someone to behave differently. I'll never forget the client who came to me all worried about the Christmas family gatherings that were coming. She had a brother who would come and not behave well. The family would talk amongst themselves, but had never talked to him. Well, they gave him the opportunity to behave differently by telling him the new rules and what they expected about behavior at the next family function. They shared that they loved him, they wanted him there, but that if the behavior continued, they'd have to ask him to leave and he wouldn't be invited back. And you know what? After one conversation, he made a different choice. He hadn't realized in the past how his behavior was impacting others, and once he knew, he acted differently. So, what requests do you need to make of others in your relationships? I encourage you to follow these steps, rock your relationships, and go out and make your big impact. Until next time, make it a great day. And if you want to check out the show notes, I know I shared quite a bit of information today. Head on over to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then go to episode 118. And while you're there, go check out my relationship renovation roadmap at defeatthedrama.com/roadmap.